How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Right Disrepant J. Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World, broadcasting under the KXOI building, where it is a Wednesday. It is the 8th day of January, 2025.
Hump day.
What's up, fellas?
It is hump day.
Hello.
I'm not going to shovel this year. Next day.
You did it.
Idiots.
You did it. Did you have to shovel today?
I mean, I didn't have to, but it was weird because the phone lied to me. I don't need the phone to lie.
No?
So I looked, and I said, oh, it snowed. And then I was like, well, okay. So I thought, well, you know, it's warm, it'll melt, it'll be fine, don't worry about it. And then I looked, and the phone said, heavy snow for the next hour. And I thought, well,
oh no.
If it gets on top of it, and then it gets packed down, and it gets icy.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, it's going to take me 5 minutes. I'll just, you know, push it off a little bit, it's fine. Which I did, which was completely unnecessary because it wasn't snowing and isn't snowing, at least at my house or downtown. So, and I could have just left it. It would have been fine. But I don't know where it thought it was going to snow. First of all, I didn't even know we were going to get snow. I don't think they said anything about that.
Yeah, that's, I was, okay, Jay.
Hunt Mark Peterson down on his birthday.
It was one of those classic things. Oh, is it his birthday?
It's his birthday. He's not working. Otherwise, I'd go down there and show him who's boss and stuff.
I will tell you.
And stuff.
Yeah, especially the stuff part.
Ooh. That this morning as I was, you know, driving in the snow here, I was like, God, kind of feel bad. I must not have paid attention to Jay yesterday talking about the weather.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't remember at all him saying it was going to snow.
Mm-mm.
And that's because you didn't.
No, it didn't say anything about it. Yeah, wasn't even supposed to rain or anything until Friday. And then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? And the weird part is like, going down the hill by my house, it's packed down, so it's icy because it's wet. So wet snow down turns to ice. So, you know, I'm sliding kind of sideways. Then by the time you get to the freeway, it's just rain. It's just very, you know, micro climates. Isn't that what they say? Because it changes so rapidly. I mean,
weather pockets.
Sure. I like that. Kind of depends on where you are. So anyway, just, you know, be a little safe. Obviously, you can see where it's going to be bad and where it isn't. On the freeway, it was just a rain event and like 35. And then by the time I got to close to the station, there was a couple places where it was a little slick. So you got that going for you. Congrats.
Yeah, it was snowing hard for a second there when I was warming up my car this morning.
How do you warm it up? You do like push-ups, jumping jacks, you do shoulder rolls. What do? You do a little squat lunge series. How do you warm your car up?
I mean, kind of all of the above.
Yeah.
But mainly squats. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's important.
Yeah, you want to limber it up before you just get in there and take off with that bad boy.
Yeah, limber it up.
Steve, have you ever been a workout guy?
Limber it up.
I've tried. I've dabbled.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Hey, man, I was an athlete in high school.
Right?
Why do you... What?
I don't know about this.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? In high school. Yeah. What do you. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
That's what I need to know.
I was actually a three-sport athlete.
Wow. Please tell.
In high school.
Yeah, man.
You played what sports?
Cross country.
Okay. Yep.
Indoor track.
Doesn't count.
And outdoor track.
Kevin.
Doesn't count.
What track events did you participate in? If you don't mind.
It kind of depended, but.
Obviously, the shot and disc. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
No, pretty much any distance, like 800 and above.
I can see that, yeah.
Fair enough. So you're a runner.
Well, no, but I pretended to be.
Hey, you know, you got out there
and did
your deal.
I'll call you an athlete.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I participated.
I mean, again.
You're a runner.
The problem is when you say you're an athlete, I think that means you're saying you're athletic. And that's not true.
It is not.
Whoa.
You know, you're not athletic.
All things in degree.
I used to be.
What was your fastest mile time, Steve?
I want to say like
Go ahead, say it out loud.
We're not going to look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, go so ahead, say it. Like, go ahead, go ahead and just say it.
No,
that's the wrong
458.
Number. That's the wrong number.
No, that's way too. That's way too quick.
No, I'd believe it.
No, it was like 614 or something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You weren't athletic.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My name is Edith.
Edith.
I was at your place of business the other day, and uh-huh. I was helped by a very nice man, and I wanted to send a thank you to him for being so kind and considerate. So I was wondering if you could give me your address, please, so I could mail that thank you.
Kevin James.
Go away, Edith.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
I have so many things that we could start with
so
today.
So many things.
And I don't know. Steve, maybe I'll save my argument with you for later.
Oh, no.
And it's not really an argument. It's a discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, half a foot of snow north of Deer Park.
Half a foot. 6 inches.
That's correct, Kevin.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to break it down into inches.
Yeah.
I do like it when you say half a foot, though.
Yeah, break it down, baby.
I also like $500,000. It just sounds cooler than 500,000.
Because you're kind of rounding up to the next
known. Yeah, it just sounds cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess I will start with this thought today.
Dare you.
And that is, for the first time in a long time, I went to sleep last night and never set my alarms. Most of the time they're on. I just leave them on. You know, yeah. But I do remember shutting
them
all off.
How does that work on your how does that work on your iPhone when it goes off? What is the process so that it doesn't go, so you don't have to turn it back on again?
Well, I think what I always do is just hit stop.
Okay. But that leaves it still in the on position for the next day?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's an automatic, you know, setup for every day.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so those alarms are all set up for every day. But if you do turn them off, they don't come on. I do know that.
Yeah.
I do know that now. And I've done it before, but for some reason this morning, and none of them, the only one that I had on was a 4:45 alarm, which is kind of the oh crap alarm.
Now you've ruined it. Now you've really got yourself in a pickle.
That's the last, like, hey, oh, you better get up and get going.
Sure.
Yeah. What is it? You're a pickle in a... What's the thing?
Yeah, well, I'm up the creek without a pickle.
That's what it is.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And it 4:41, it goes off. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's the first alarm right before 4:00. Sometimes I'll hit, you know, a little snooze or cancel that one and wait for the 4:05. Just to be dumb, that's what I like to do.
You'll get a lot more. You'll be much more rested.
Oh, my gosh. So 6 minutes?
Yeah. It's so much better.
Oh, golly, bud. Yeah. And so I did that, but then I saw, wait.
You're like, 41? Wait a minute. That's wrong.
That's not good. That's not good at all. And, so then I.
Next thing you know, it wasn't good.
Got up, showered, tried to get ready, trying to get out of the house. Okay. And I'm a little pokey right now, trying to do stuff.
Right now.
I've got to put a bag on my leg every day to take a shower, and I don't know, compression socks. They're not the most fun to put on. It's so just stuff like that where I'm like, oh, God, it just takes me a minute to get ready. Get ready. I leave my house, and I'm driving, and I notice a man who looked a little suspicious walking around some of the cars.
In your apartment complex?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that thing where I was like, okay, don't be too judgy. I mean, it's.
Oh, you know, be judgy.
It's that time. Yeah, right. You know, he's just wearing a black sweatshirt and a hood's up and whatever. But I'm like, I would do that same thing.
Well, yeah, cold out.
So I'm just kind of watching him to see what he's doing. And he goes to one of the cars and he stands there at the door and he acts like he's, you know, trying to get into it or whatever. But I'm just also, the car he picked is a car kind of down at the end of my apartment complex. And I've seen the girl who drives it.
Okay.
And so.
This did not look like her.
No. Uh-uh. No, it didn't. And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's her boyfriend. He's getting the car ready, whatever. So I just thought, well, I'll drive past him. Drive past. And then I thought, nah, It didn't feel right. I feel like he's up to no good. So now I do the thing where I go into the parking lot on the other side of the apartments and I decide to turn around and come all the way back. And now I'm going to come at him the other direction and see what he's up to. Well, would you believe he's standing in another car?
Oh.
And I'm like, well, he's not warming up everybody's car. I don't
Well, maybe
think.
He is, though. Maybe that's his job.
Oh, maybe that is his job.
Ooh.
He's already at the courthouse.
I guess. I mean, we're going to put him on trial right here.
Yeah, and so I was like, ooh, buddy, that looks bad now. Now that looks bad. Her car had no damage to it. It was not like, you know, windows were broke. Didn't look like he got into it, whatever. Just maybe moved on to the next one. So now I drive, but I drive right, because I'm right there by him. And so I had to just kind of drive right past. I don't want to blow my...
Don't make me get out and put this bag up on my leg on your face.
I didn't want to blow my cover.
Oh, I see.
Because I wasn't sure I wanted to see what he was going to do next. Well, as I drove by that time, I think he realized, hey, that's
someone's watching me.
That's that same car.
Right, yeah.
That's that black Cadillac with one headlight.
Yes, still.
Yeah.
Full year later.
Year? Do you think it's, I bet it, it might be a year.
I'm going to guess.
I bet you it's close, yeah. I'm willing to go with that. I can't argue with you, Jaybird.
Boy, you're incriminating yourself.
Oh, one eye caddy.
And so he kind of like walked like he was going to
the apartments. I'm just going to the apartments.
Oh, yeah, I live here.
I usually check to make sure everyone's locked their cars for safety reasons. I'm like safety patrol.
And this is how dumb the guy is. Now I go around to the other
You're not talking about yourself right now, right?
No.
Okay.
I go around to the other side and I'm like, let's see where he is here because I know he doesn't have an apartment. Right. So where did he go?
Right.
Well, he just walked through the breezeway or whatever. Out to the other side where all the other cars are parked. Cars, and I think it was just too much temptation.
Yeah.
If you're a bad guy who wants to look in cars.
It's like being at the bakery. You can't decide what donut.
Oh, God. Oh. I can't. I got to look at him. So sure enough, there the old knucklehead starts looking in the car.
Oh, man.
And I drive there and I stop and I just go, hey, is that your car too?
Oh, wow.
And the second I said, hey. He just took off sprinting the other way.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if that was the best way. I appreciate your involvement.
Jay, and that's what I thought was, did I do it wrong? I'm thinking if I call the cops this morning and say, hey, there's a guy looking in cars.
Yeah, there's a car prowler.
They're going to go, okay.
Well, I mean, you don't for sure know.
What do you want us to do? Come over there and shoot him?
All right.
That's not a joke, Coach Spokane Police.
Producer Steve.
That is a joke.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Oh, God. Bad time.
Steve, here's my middle name. My first name is...
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Want to walk that back a little bit?
I do. Yeah, let me make that clear. What do you want us to do? Come over there and shoot him is a great 911 call from a lady who calls 911 and she has teenage daughter who's fighting and, you know, like, I can't control them. They're too big. And Mike Forbes, the man working for 911,
Mike
says,
Forbes, forever known as. Yeah. Yep. That guy.
What do you want us to do? Come over there and shoot him?
Yeah, he got fired.
He did. Yeah. But he had just had enough of dumb calls.
Yes.
And so that was the joke I was making.
I
not that the Spokane police shoot people.
You don't need to go. Okay. You don't need to talk.
I just
want to
make sure that's clear.
Yeah, just stop. Steve?
Right.
I dare you to follow.
I'll go a different direction.
No way.
So on Monday, I was watching the Montana State NDSU.
You were pretty excited about that game.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was an exciting game.
The game's good.
Who did you cheer for in that game?
I mean,
NDSU pretty close to where you used to live.
Yeah, and I kind of took a shining to them. A shining?
Okay,
I was liking to them when I was living in the area.
And they're very good. They've won 10 out of the last 14, I think it was.
It's crazy how good they are.
Mm-hmm. I even bought a sweatshirt.
I think a lot of people did, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I was kind of rooting for them, but then also I do like Montana State, and I'd like to see someone else win. And
sure, I understand that.
You know, I was kind of like, oh, the quarterback, you know, I kind of like his story and all that stuff. So,
sure.
I don't know. I was kind of 50-50 on the whole thing.
That's a fun way to never lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
But I was at the beginning of the game, I was like, I was paying attention. I was like, oh, Brock Osweiler. That's interesting. Haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder what he's been up to. So I Googled him, and then I saw born in Coeur d'Alene.
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that either?
I did not. Kevin, did you know that?
I believe I did, and I'm trying to remember why. Did he end up doing high school in Coeur d'Alene?
He played high school in Montana.
Okay.
So it was... I don't know. I think maybe it was just one of those things
born here, that moved
someone
away.
Had thrown out. Yeah, sure. That I had heard at some point.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a fun fact. That's very interesting.
And he was a former quarterback for one of the teams?
Well, he played college ball at, was it Arizona State, I think?
Okay.
But yep. He played high school in Montana.
And why were they mentioning his name?
Well, he was just the...
Oh gosh.
Okay,
oh,
that's
no.
enough. That's Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fine, we all have to have a bowel movement.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound worse than poop?
It doesn't make it any better, no.
I've never really liked that.
Kevin James.
Like, you know, you'll go to the...
Dentist?
I was in the hospital, it would be like,
what?
I was going to say doctor.
You go to the eye doctor and the guy goes, really, hey, because your eyes are all...
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, then. Jeez. Audio vault time. I mean, come on. Yeah. David Schwimmer says that, you know, when he was young, he used to enjoy the fact that one of the reasons why he actually thinks he became an actor was because he used to love to make his mom laugh.
Oh, okay.
So he'd like, you know, every time you do something, you know how that is. When you're a parent, you're like, don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that. But then if you do laugh at it, it encourages them.
Absolutely.
That's kind of how it all started.
I just started throwing myself off furniture.
So it's physical comedy.
And that made your mom laugh?
Yeah. I mean, I would just learn how to fall and trip and bounce off the walls and furniture. And the more she laughed, the more I just was like, oh, wow, I'm getting good at hurting.
Getting good at hurting yourself. Yeah, by throwing yourself off walls and bouncing off floors and made your mom laugh.
That's great.
It is great. I mean, yeah, I could see that. You know, again, if you can make your mom laugh.
That's a pretty good feeling
pretty
as a
good,
kid,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Where you're just like, okay, maybe I should be doing this.
And he said one of the things that's weird about Friends, the show Friends anyway, is the fact that he still gets good feelings even today because people, you know, it still runs nonstop all over the place. And still people talk to him about it, and they also yell at him.
It's kind of the gift that keeps on giving. When I meet people on the street from another country, and they say, I just have to say, I learned English watching your show.
Wow.
Or a father stops me and says, you know, my kid was really, really ill, and the one thing that kept them going in the hospital was watching Friends. It's you know, you feel just really grateful and blessed to have done something that people find fun.
He also says that people a lot of time will yell pivot at him. Are you familiar with that episode, Kevin?
I'm not.
The famous moving the couch up the stairs episode. Maybe the most famous Friends episode. I don't know. There's quite a few. But yeah, where he's like telling Chandler to pivot.
It is a show I need to go back and watch more. It was a show I enjoyed. But it was that weird time of life, Jay. We've talked about this. The age of kids, the busyness of, you know, all things going on that I just did not watch it nearly as much as I should have.
Pivot.
Pivot. Pivot.
And then he goes, shut up.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
If you've ever moved furniture, you can relate to that episode.
Oh, buddy.
Hugh Grant has an interesting way of asking reporters to I'm not interested in an interview because, you know, you're just walking around. You're just trying to, you know, you're just trying to live your life. And sometimes those TMZ guys will just pop up and ask you questions.
They do.
All the time.
In this moment, I got Hugh Grant. I'm like, good to see you. How's the Golden Globes? He says,
was it all right?
I say, were you starstruck by anyone you met? He goes,
would it be all right to leave us alone? Thanks so much.
Would it be all right to leave us alone?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
And I say, I'll leave you alone forever if you answer my question. And he goes,
would it be all right to have some privacy? I'm so grateful. Thank you.
What a great way of handling that.
Yeah.
Would it be okay to have some privacy?
Privacy.
I'm so grateful. Thank you. I mean, it's what are you supposed to say after that?
It's a great way to handle it.
I mean,
and if the guy comes back a third time, you're like,
I've asked you nicely.
I don't have much left for you here, bud.
Yeah, I just thought that was what a wonderful way of handling that and just throwing it back into their realm of now, are you going to be a jerk or are you going to do, you know, respectfully walk away? And that guy did respectfully walk away, by the way. Yeah, so it worked out great. Paul Mescal is the guy that's in Gladiator 2. I don't know if you've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, he's relatively famous actor, I would say. And, you know, when you're a relatively famous actor and you bring your parents to the award show, your parents then get to be, you know, the cool cats and hang out with people backstage and you go to an after party and you're the parents of somebody famous. You're not famous, but you're the parents of somebody famous.
Dad got to dance beside Cher at an after party. He likes to say that he was dancing with Cher, but he was dancing in her vicinity. Oh, the happiest man on the planet.
That's hilarious. I was dancing with Cher.
I love hearing those stories.
Dad, you were like 6 feet away. She was dancing. You were dancing. You weren't dancing together.
Close enough.
Remember, right. Nikki Glaser tells a pretty good story about, same deal. She's like, I finally got famous enough. My parents get to go somewhere. They get to go to this party and they're around all the famous people. And I'm literally like, Mom, oh my God, stop standing right next to him the entire time.
Of course. I mean, you're starstruck.
I don't remember who it was, but it's just one of those where you're like, oh gosh, but what do you expect? That's cool for them.
The opposite side of famous is when you are famous, but the person who is, you know, doing this news story on the fires in California and how terrible they are and how fast moving they are and that the traffic is jammed up because people are literally abandoning their cars.
Jay, I have never seen videos like that.
I mean, it was supposedly burning 3 football fields in less than a minute because it was just the wind was blowing so strong.
It is terrifying.
And you're just a reporter on the street and you see this guy and you begin to ask him questions.
We're talking to us live, sir. What's your name?
My name is Steve Gutenberg.
Steve, do you live in this area?
I live in the area. Yeah, I live right up the hill. And thank goodness everybody back. But I have friends up there right now. And they can't evacuate because it's stuck on Palisades Drive.
Yeah, and you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Okay, now you look like
yeah, I'm an actor. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm an actor. And the reporter's like, yeah, now you look familiar. Yeah.
And you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Okay, now you look familiar. You look familiar.
It's just one of those, you're like, sir, can I get your name? I'm Steve Gutenberg. And the way he just says it is like, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're trying to get off this mountain.
I've got some friends up there about to have their house burnt. And
yeah.
Jay, did you see the video of the guys that their house is like a glass house, basically?
I don't think so.
It's all windows.
Mm-mm.
They're inside. It's two guys and their dog. And the fire is surrounded their entire house.
Oh, man.
And the video of it, first of all, as calm as they are, is...
Are they calm because they don't know any better?
No.
They're just calm
because
they happen to be calm.
Because I think they realize, well, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, we're trapped.
And I think they maybe felt safe that they had a defensible space around the house, maybe.
Okay.
Because the flames look like they were...
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's insane.
A little bit away from their house.
Not far enough.
But no, good, no. You could feel that heat, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
But just watching those things whip around and... I mean,
the 100-mile-an-hour winds is insane. And
not
just
cool.
Yeah, it was... I did see where one of the people who was helping try to evacuate was like, look, if you abandon your car, at least just leave your keys in it. Because if we get a chance to move it, we'll move it. Otherwise, you know, you're literally blocking traffic.
Right.
And you got out because you couldn't see from the smoke. But just leave your keys in there. I'm like, that's a weird That's a weird concept.
It is, but yeah, it does make sense. Makes sense. It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, fingers crossed that they get that under control. But man, that wind was absolutely crazy.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to text old Mark View.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell him our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls, who I'm sure Coach has heard.
Of course.
Coach listens to the show quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Kevin James.
And just say, hey, Sean from Thompson Falls doesn't want to watch because he doesn't think LeBron should be playing very much or at all. So could you please bench him?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. What's the fight about there, fellas?
Well, again, Jay, I think it's a healthy discussion.
Friendly disagreement.
With Steve's eyes getting really big.
Oh.
Oh. No way. Stuff like that. That's what he did.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, no way.
Uh-huh.
So I said to Steve, what do you think of what I did with my hair this morning, Steve? Mm-hmm. Because I got out of the shower. I slicked it all back with my fingers.
Okay.
And I just let it dry. I said, let's see what happens. My hair is like 6 weeks overdue for a haircut.
It's quite a while.
Yeah. And he goes, it actually looks pretty good, although you got a place in the back that looks a little weird.
Steve with the
And I go, yeah. So I tried to fix it. And he goes, oh, there you got it. I said, I actually need a comb. That would help a lot. So would you be willing to go to TV and see
and get a
if
comb.
There's a comb that I could use?
Mm.
And he goes, oh, that's disgusting. People don't share combs. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, I go, I get it.
Except for
like
Luke.
In a household, you share combs.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I go, I get it. I go, but what's the big fear? What's disgusting about it?
And?
Oh, do you want me to answer it now?
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, I want you to answer it tomorrow after we're done with this discussion. Actually, you could probably answer it now.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't want someone else's brush in my hair. I don't want like the risk of lice or other things going on.
I understand that. I mean, but you're not going to get lice.
see, now you're jinxing yourself.
That's funny.
I don't know. I just think if I went down. Okay, Matt Gray is doing weather today.
Yep. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's filling in for Peterson.
He's got great hair.
He's got gray hair. Get it, Matt Gray. It's not gray,
Matt
but
gray hair. I see what you're saying. Yeah, sounds like he does.
He does not, but no.
Yeah, okay. But maybe he has a...
He has something. He's done something with it.
So is a comb better to use than a brush?
I mean, it's all at the same level. Doesn't matter. It's all...
Yeah.
And I get that I normally don't want to share a comb with somebody.
Right.
I do understand the concept, but like
I mean I don't have a problem with you sharing a comb with like your granddaughter.
Right.
Or your son.
Yeah, you're already in their house, it's family.
Right.
Sure.
But this is I don't know. I mean they're fine. But
sharing a brush is generally considered to be worse than sharing a comb, Kevin. Brushes tend to collect more hair, skin flakes, potential bacteria, parasites, making them at higher risk for transmitting issues head lice when shared with other people.
Wow. Yeah.
So combs.
Combs the way to go.
Better because, you know, it's not as much stuff in there to grab a hold of.
Yeah.
I feel like brushes are more popular than combs, though.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
People are not going to have brushes or people are not going to have combs.
They're more likely to have a brush. I think that's probably right.
Well, wait, hold on.
I think if you go down to TV right now, you'll find brushes on the counter of their dressing room.
Yep.
Right.
You're not going to find a Luke
I was
combs.
Saying the wrong thing in my head. Yeah. I was picturing the wrong one for the wrong word.
Really? English language, a little difficult?
Yeah, I don't know why, because I was thinking the comb. Yeah, the comb is like the little black one that you would take through your hair, like the one you use for lice.
When they comb through it, yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you meant to get lice. Well, that's...
Well, apparently.
I mean, I'm saying it's possible.
And Steve, I don't know. I just...
Also, why is it a brush with death, but yet you comb through the wreckage?
Whoa, that's heavy. That's a lot. I mean, I'm sure it makes sense if we really stop and think about it. But
like there's a brush fire.
I don't have that kind of time.
You don't ever hear about a comb fire.
No, you don't, but they can comb through the rubble.
Right.
I Interesting, Jay.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't know. So are you telling me no, Steve, that you're not going to go downstairs and ask around about yes. using a comb?
Correct.
Or a brush. Yeah, it's a brush that I want.
What if there was Lysol or some sort of spray that would be considered a disinfectant, and you would like, or they have it in that little old-fashioned glass jar with the magical liquid that they'd pull out and then rinse off, and oh, suddenly that's perfect. You should use it.
What if I just said, hey, I'll use the water from the fire machine out here that we have.
Oh, the really hot coffee water. Yeah.
That stuff would kill anything.
It's over 200 degrees, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you just dip the brush in there, all right?
Okay.
Let it get a little, bowl of it or something.
Sure, yeah.
What, like fondue? There,
pull it out, brush your hair. When you're done, boom,
rinse
put that back in there.
Yeah, I like it.
Rinse it, take it back downstairs. There you go, Robin.
Well, I don't think you should be in that room anyway. I think you're supposed to stay in the other one.
Yeah, they're kind of busy right now.
Well, that's why you could go use it and they would never know.
They're almost done. They get done at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want me to steal it, huh?
Yes, I want you to steal a voice. And I want you to also steal a comb.
I know. And then Steve said, well, that's why I don't like trying on hats. And I said, oh, well, hats I think are actually worse than a brush.
If you're at a department store
trying on hats,
that does feel weird.
That one to me seems way more risky than me borrowing a comb or a brush from someone I semi know.
Okay,
that still sounds.
I'm gonna go with no either way.